Today we received a book from Dick Anthony, a new book. Have you heard of that? A new edition?
No.
You brought it, no?
Yeah. Spiritual
Alexandra
Choices.
And... Yeah. What is that? Spiritual?
Spiritual Choices.
Spiritual Choices, yeah.
He wrote it with, he and Bruce Ecker and somebody else edited it.
Well, is it they wrote it or they edited
it? Actually, they just contributed portions of it too. They contributed chapters by
Baba lovers?
A lot of psychologists follow Baba.
Yeah.
And so, therefore, isn't that sort of confirming in a way that. That the kernel of psychology is the path to Baba. I mean, I am usually considered very conservative in my estimation of what psychologists or psychiatrists can do for people. I think it's based primarily on the fact that most psychologists and psychiatrists are way out in left field and talking about magnifying the ego. But the basis of psychology and psychiatry in the proper perspective, it glorifies the real self and search of the real self. I don't see it. I don't think there's a problem
there
at all.
It should.
Yeah.
It should.
I mean, guys like Freud and guys like even Freud, as crazy as some of the stuff is, it was a real honest attempt to come to the roots of understanding of the self, of being, of conditions. So I would say that psychology really is a path. Because, I mean, look at all the psychologists who follow Baba.
I understand 50% of Baba lovers are there.
No, that's Jewish.
It seems to me that whether psychology is going to the real self or the false self, it's still really focusing on the individual as separate and unique little bubble from everybody else. It has to.
Yeah, well,
no, I don't know. I disagree. And I think that's exactly the point that Jim is driving at. That the trouble with psychology has been that it has concentrated on the false self, and that's the bubble.
The
bubble.
How do you propose to change it?
He wants to go to the very drop, which is encaptured by the bubble.
But then that's mysticism, isn't it?
Yes, as a matter of fact. Yes.
And mysticism isn't science.
What I have been working on is trying to bring the two together. Is that mysticism and a truly scientific psychology, and they are compatible with one another, I believe.
Since Baba created it.
Well, Baba created oil and water, but are they compatible?
So he's there at the root of it all.
But also, isn't it the goal of a good psychologist is to have a healthy self. And Baba was always interested in a healthy ego, as long as it was placed in the proper perspective. That's why he had a provisional ego. I mean, you can't follow Baba without having a sense of health about yourself and your relationship with him, and a healthy perspective. Otherwise, you'd probably be like all of us here. If you feel a sense of some kind of balance, then you can go on to the next step. If you're under this terrible burden of all of these hidden drives and emotions and everything else, then it's really kind of, I would assume it's really difficult.
Psychologists have a technical term for that. It's called basket case.
I had read something to the effect that there was some kind of correspondence.
I don't know.
The psychologist Carl Jung, who has this stuff on the collective unconscious and mysticism and psychology and that kind of thing.
I guess
Narina told him to her that he'd been invited to see Bob, and he had an appointment, and then he didn't come, and he sent a representative. I can't think of the fellow's name, but he'd been working with him for years and years and years, a very trusted, intimate
Well, if you were to read a book called, I forget now, Steve?
Yeah.
Do you recall that book that I told you to find out? What's the name of that book? Irene Conybeare? In search of the truth? Yeah. So there she has mentioned, she has given chapters after chapters of her association with these psychologists and all that, you see, where Carl Jung and others are mentioned there, and how she worked with them and what had happened and all that sort of thing. So there she brings in Bob also. Maybe it is through her, I don't know.
There's one little point I wanted to finish with the story though, and that's that the way that Phyllis told the story is that the man, after he finished spending some time with Baba, then he went back and told Carl Jung that he learned more in 10 minutes with Mayor Baba than he had learned in his whole life association with Carl Jung.
Mm.
And Carl Jung got wild, and that was the end of their relationship.
That's why we never heard of the man. Carl Jung. Autobiography.
Yeah. That's what somehow or other picture I had after having heard somewhat from what others had read about those chapters, the same thing happened. It seemed so. She had to eventually leave the company of these people because of that. Have you read that book, In Search of Truth?
No, I read Civilization or Chaos.
No, there is another one. Her biography is there, in that. Yeah.
Do you think that a person can get to the self by saying, I love myself? I mean, if you go to a mirror and you say, like this me, I love Lori. I mean, do you think...
Somebody should.
If you feel like you have to love yourself, because I always...
But what happens, Laurie, is that you identify yourself with Laurie. If you were to identify yourself with your being, that's a different thing.
Right.
Because limitations are there, and your love becomes nothing but an attachment and affection for Laurie instead of love. That's right. So what Baba has also, that's what I have gathered, he doesn't want us that we should have nothing to do with the ego or the ego annihilation, and it's not that. Ego has to be magnified all the more, you see. The thing is that limited ego, which we call our ego and ego, of course, it is not ego. Right pronunciation is ego, you know that?
Ego is Latin, frozen Latin. Waffles.
That's how we were taught in Latin. The real pronunciation for ego is ego. So that's how it is. It says what needs to be done is that the limitations that we have put over on ego, through identifying it to your being what you are, Eraj, that's the trouble. That has to be shed, and the ego blossoms forth and blooms out to be the infinite, the same ego. Yeah. That's what he said. Nothing is to be destroyed. On the contrary, that same ego begins to experience itself as infinite when the limitations have been dropped.
Same ego. Something's different. I mean, you just got through saying that Laurie, if Laurie identifies with Laurie instead of with her real self.
Yeah. That's what real self is, the only ego.
The universal
ego, whatever you call the infinite ego and all that. But what happens is that we have put on limitations to that infinite ego. And that's what it is. That limitation has to be annihilated, not the ego.
Right, but the limitations are annihilated through a process of getting healthy, rather than out of not being whole or being weak or being.
But how will you? What do you mean by? What's your definition of being healthy? If you're physically healthy, well, that's good. Your physic is healthy.
No, I mean emotionally healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Does that come from thinking well of yourself and thinking the limited ego, oh, I'm Debbie and I've got it together here and now I'm going to get it, work on this issue and get it together here? And then I just really think, boy, I'm really clear, I've really got it together, me. Or does healthy come from the healing force?
Health comes, Debbie, from beginning to forget yourself.
Right.
That's the opposite of psychology. Is not forget yourself through love for God.
So that's what I'm saying. Yeah. This is what is important. Yeah.
Right. Entirely opposite.
Health develops. That you perceive psychology.
Yeah.
I mean, Baba is making us healthy. And if that means it's in some people's minds that you feel better about yourself, I mean, I don't think that's the point. I mean, let's say you have a terrible fear. You lover of Mare Baba, you have a terrible fear, an unnatural fear of leaving your house, okay? For whatever reason. You know if you're going to be with Baba for any length of time, you're going to be forced out of your house, because that's part of the way he works. He makes you confront your limitations, and that's a limitation. So to me, that when you finally sort of emerge from out of your house, I'm speaking metaphorically as well as actually, you're better off for it. And there was a psychology that went on. The difference is that Baba, being infinitely conscious and infinite love, is the one who is operating here. He's the infinite, all-knowing, all-loving psychologist. And I can use that term and feel completely at ease with it, because what he's doing is he's making you strong. All the while, you're getting strong. You're not thinking you're doing it. You know, you're thinking about Baba, and you're loving Baba, and you're trying, and he's putting all these apparent problems in front of you, but the apparent problems he's putting in front of you are actually to make you stronger in loving Baba. Because all the things that prevent you from loving Baba are limitations that cripple you.
Well, I think using psychology to overcome a particular irrational fear or something is very different than using it as an approach to God or using it as a basic life philosophy. Using it as basic life philosophy, right adjustment to the world, happiness, removing general obstacles in one's path, I think is fundamentally different than losing oneself, not adjusting oneself to the world.
But
losing oneself through love for God. I mean, self-effacement through love and self-forgetfulness through love, yeah. I think is fundamentally different than the overall psychological approach. However, I don't invalidate the idea of using psychology to overcome
obstacles. I can use those exact terms that you use, which you're saying is psychological term. As long as I'm loving Baba and thinking about Baba, I'm going to feel real comfortable with saying to myself, yeah, I'm getting right with life, you know. I don't use those terms at all, but I know a lot of people who do. And as long as they're centered on Baba, he transforms it. I think the problem is what I'm hearing is a lot of separateness for saying, well, psychiatry is this and psychology is that. I mean, I do it all the time myself. And I think if Baba is the center, it really doesn't make a hill of beans how you verbalize all this stuff, because he's the one who's doing it. And semantics is another aspect of illusion. It really doesn't matter what we're talking about here. If Baba is the center, it's going to come out okay. And the opposite of that coin is if you study all the mystical teachings in the world that talk about unity with the Oversoul and oneness and all this other stuff, and you don't have Baba as the center, then all you're going to become is some egomaniacal mystical being, you know, who is going to separate himself from the rest of everybody else by being superior to everybody else. Yeah, or whatever it is, you know. I think, and the key is, anything you talk about in this universe has no meaning without Baba in the center. And with Baba in the center, they still have no meaning, but you always come to the same conclusion, whether you do it using the word psychology or mysticism or painting or music or dance, or it all comes to the same thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because words in and of themselves have no value. And everybody who is looking for truth, once Baba enters the picture, the words still have no meaning. And even the way we feel about it, in a sense, has no meaning. Because Baba's operating quietly, 100% all the time, in spite of all our verbiage and our very, very limited view of things. He's just
He's just plowing through, you know. And we might think, oh, you know, we have these wonderful concepts and ideas and everything else, but it's still nonsense in a way.
But words do have meaning when they're enlivened by feeling. When there's feeling behind what they say, they're just an inadequate vehicle to express.
I agree. But I don't think in terms of these cosmic terms of truth and self and things like that, they don't have the same meaning.
I think you really put your finger on something there. I agree with you. Once Baba comes into your life, then you have a centralizing point, so to speak, or a base, something from which you begin, and it forces a reevaluation of everything you ever thought.